Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, this past weekend, the North Dakota Farm Bureau had their state convention in Fargo. On Friday morning, I had a chance to have a sit-down visit with the president of the NDFB, Daryl Lease. Daryl, talk about the importance of having a voice in agriculture, especially your role, trying to get the message to Washington, D.C. and the country of, you know, what agriculture is going through right now.
Well, at times like this, when there's challenges that we're facing and the high stresses we're facing and the uncertainties, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty out there. It's ever more important that we as ag groups have a strong voice, a strong message with the politicians that are writing laws that may or may not regulate us, but also with our consumers, because they need to understand how they fit into our equation also, and hopefully they can influence with their relationships the political world too to help us out. You know, farmers and ranchers don't look for, you know, every handout around every corner like some folks want to paint us that don't like us. You know, they want to make us look like, they're just looking for the free dollar and the free handout and the giveaway. And that's really quite opposite of what a farmer is. A farmer wants to grow their product. They want to sell that product. They want to make a little money and keep their family going out in the countryside.
What has been the hardest thing for North Dakota farmers this year? Because they've been hit from so many different angles between weather and the trade war and commodity prices. Is there a way to even say which one has been the hardest on the North Dakota farmer?
I wish someone could give me that exact identity of which one's been the hardest, because we had a significant portion of the state that started out extremely dry, and we had a significant portion of the state that started out extremely wet. And then all of a sudden, we all ended up way too wet at the wrong time when we're trying to gather that bounty of all of our labor throughout the year. And so, you know, I don't know that there was any one stressor. You know, commodity markets have been down for 5 years. That's not a new thing. We saw some rebounds. You know, there was some marketing opportunities and saw some rebounds in the commodity markets. But then we fluctuated back down again. Then, you know, the moisture and the issues, then the early freezing. If you're growing potatoes or sugar beets, the early freezing didn't lend you any hand neither.
Talk about survivability. I know that the federal government, and this is not what farmers want, but the federal government has come up with a couple of different plans. And I think General Q Public thinks, oh, well, they're going to get the money and everything is going to be great. But, you know, in some of the meetings that I've been in with USDA, they still say, even with the money that's going to be given out, farmers are not going to be made whole here. So is there going to be enough aid, or is there going to be enough money for farms to survive to 2020?
You know, there's obviously going to be some disappointments out there. We're seeing an uptick in bankruptcies in the nation. And those things get tough to talk about. But, you know, we as a general ag organization and other ag organizations, we can't run from them discussions. We have to address them. That's part of the reason we're here, is that support system. And we got to recognize those stresses, and we don't talk enough about them at times, you know, but we don't see these dire straits all that often neither, like we see now. You know, it's been 30 years since we've seen these dire straits. The 80s, you know, come to mind for a lot of people that were around farming at that time, and how high stress and the number of bankruptcies and the loss of farms and ranches that we saw. Sad thing is, will we lose some? Yes. No one can say anything different. But by and large, I think the American farmer and rancher is pretty resilient. But we can't forget, in that resiliency, there are stresses that need to be dealt with.
We'll have more of our conversation with the NDFP president, Daryl Lease, in our fourth segment of Inside Agriculture.